Till Death Do Us Part is a lighthearted and sometimes satirical true crime podcast where we present our dysfunctional married take on serious cases involving other dysfunctional relationships. We hope you enjoy.
Hello and welcome to An Afternoon Delight with the MacArthurs.
In the morning. Good morning. I'm Daniel.
And I'm Melissa. An Afternoon Delight is where I tell Daniel a case that just hit the news or has just had a conclusion within the last few days. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. I get it.
Do you?
Forthwith.
So anyways, this is An Afternoon Delight, but so many of you.
Nine.
More than 11 of you.
Nine out of 11.
Messaged me and said, we are really missing Daniel's factoids because we haven't done them in the last two episodes because
we've gotten so many complaints
about the factoids
because
we used to, not anymore.
Useless, inaccurate, and pointless, which I guess is redundant with useless, but
we didn't do them for episode 116, part one and two, because we didn't have time to do it in the first part. And the second part, we don't normally do factoids in the second part. That's what happened. They're not going away. Take it away, Daniel. Here you go.
Factoids. Yeah, and contrary to popular belief, I don't last very long. But when I'm doing factoids, I become long-winded. So there you go. That, at least that's from Melissa. I don't know.
That's it's funny. True.
It is funny.
I do have to cut them down sometimes. I try to keep them under 15 minutes, our whole intro.
Sure.
I'm trying.
You do a good job.
It's a breathy. You do a good job.
Such a good job. She wanted me to do dog facts. That was her request for this morning.
I was looking at the dog and I said, just do dog facts or something simple.
Okay. To get off on a sidebar.
Side tangent. What?
I watched a short, and I want to do this with our dog, and we'll put it out there just to be ridiculous. It has nothing to do with anything. And you put the dog up on a chair, which we can because she's huge, and then you put the dog in like a shirt, and then I sit behind her, put my arms through the shirt, put a plate of food in front of her, and then I attempt to feed her, and it makes it look like they're her hands. And then we'll have one of our kids sit next to her eating the same food.
So you're telling people what to expect. This is not going to be a
this
surprise.
This is an idea. Yeah, okay. But it would be hilarious. I was dying. It was so funny.
All right. Can you go on with your factoids?
Okay. These dog factoids are brought to you by Purina, the finest dog food in the world. Nope, not at all.
So you did do factoids with dogs.
I did.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, well, I didn't do what you wanted me to do. Just like that, in that voice.
Oh. You know, it's easier if I just do what you want me to do.
It is easier.
That's the difference.
I'm so controlling. All right, go.
Now you just threw me off. I don't know where to start. Did you know three dogs survived the sinking of the Titanic?
I did, and they were little dogs.
All right. Well, on to the next one.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The first dog was a Pomeranian puppy. The owner wrapped this puppy in a blanket to escape with, and everyone thought she was carrying a baby. So that seems fine.
Absolutely.
You got to have priorities when you're jumping off a sinking ship into the ice water. The other puppy was another Pomeranian and then a Pekingese. They were all rescued.
Yeah, they were little dogs. Mm-hmm. They could put them in their clothes or hold on to them a lot easier.
Yeah.
Than so, like...
I thought
dog.
That was interesting.
We talk about what we would do if a ship we were on was sinking, and our first idea is always to dress Daniel as a woman. That's why we take a wig with us when
I'm
we go.
I'm a lady. Yes.
And then he gets on one of the rescue boats.
Yeah.
Because you're a lady.
With a short beard.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that matters anymore, right?
Doesn't.
Like it's every man or woman for themselves or child.
Doesn't even matter.
You can't be sexist. When you're about to die.
No, and that's good. Men have made strides over the years for our rights to leave a sinking ship, evidently.
It doesn't matter anymore. See, everybody gets to go on lifeboats. Oh, boy. All right, go on.
A greyhound. Those are good dogs. Mm-hmm. I think when our dog dies next year, we'll get a greyhound.
No, we're getting a cat.
No. A greyhound could beat a cheetah in a long-distance race.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool. We had friends who had greyhound rescues from the racetrack.
Oh, there you go. After they bet on it and it lost, they bought it.
I don't know. It was a greyhound rescue and they were the best dogs. Remember Mary and Regine?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
They were such great dogs.
I wouldn't mind having a greyhound.
Yeah, maybe like an older one.
Did I already say greyhounds will run 35 miles an hour for 7 miles?
No.
It says, according to Psychology Today, which is an interesting source for greyhound information, greyhounds are excellent long-distance runners and can keep a speed of 35 miles an hour for up to 7 miles. Which, coincidentally, if you take a greyhound anywhere, you only go 35 miles an hour for 700 miles. So,
like in a car?
In a bus.
Okay, Daniel.
Never mind. You wanted to go hiking the Appalachian Trail with me, right?
Oh, definitely. Sounds like something I would say I wanted to do.
No, you said you wanted to.
I said we could do part of it, not the whole thing.
A blind man and his guide dog hiked the Appalachian Trail.
Oh, my gosh.
According to the Washington Post, for 8 months during 1990, a blind man named Bill Irwin hiked the Appalachian Trail with his guide dog. Orient, I'm guessing that's the dog's name, helped him along the way. Dogs truly are a man's best friend.
That is so cool.
Or a woman. Would a blind woman want to walk, hike?
Absolutely,
she would. The Appalachian Trail with her blind dog? I mean, with her dog if she's blind?
Her seeing eye dog.
Seeing eye dog.
Yes, of course. I don't know if anyone has, but...
Well, Irwin did.
Irwin did. Good for you, Irwin.
I know you're a big Star Wars fan. The Ewoks in Star Wars were based on a dog. The LA Times claims that George Lucas modeled the Ewoks after his family dog.
Yeah, the ones with the punched in face. Those dogs. They do. They look like they're all punched in.
What kind of dog is that?
I don't remember.
It's a Shih Tzu or a...
No. They literally look like they've been punched in the face.
Yeah.
They're the cutest things ever.
If we got one of those dogs, you know what I would name it?
What?
Smash Mouth. Like the band.
I was going to say, that's such
that
a
great band. That is a obscure 90s reference.
Obscure.
Oh, my God. I'll be okay.
Will you, though?
Probably not. Dogs have 3 eyelids.
What?
That's what it says. I don't know. I'm just reading crap.
No, I know. I've never heard that before.
Many owners haven't heard of this interesting dog fact, but did you know that your 4-legged friend... What if we only has 3 legs?
Then it doesn't apply to you.
Oh. But did you know that your 4-legged friend has 3 eyelids? According to I Heart Dogs, the 3rd lid is called the haw.
Ha-ha.
Or, nictitating membrane. And it's responsible for keeping the eye protected and lubricated.
Well, that's good, because mm-hmm. dogs need their eyes.
That's helpful. Especially if they're a seeing eye dog for the blind Appalachian Trail hiker dude.
He needed his dog to have eyes.
Oldest dog in the world, 30.
No.
Guinness.
What kind of dog is it?
Why do you always have to argue with me? No matter what, I'm wrong.
Shut up.
Bobby, a Portuguese purebred Rafiro. Oh my goodness, there's more names. Purebred Rafiro do Alentejo was crowned in February, circus 2023, the oldest dog in the world at 30 years, 266 days old. Passed away October 23, but his family credited his longevity to the calm and peaceful environment in which Bobby lived. And say he always had the freedom to roam around and explore the nearby forests and farmland. That's like our dog. Nope.
Nope.
She just sits there.
Well, that's cool. 30 years. That's like having a...
That's old for a dog.
Desert tortoises or...
Almost.
Except they live like 100 years.
100, but no one knows because they've all died. The owners of the tortoises right. die.
You have to keep, you have to will them to people.
Or just let them loose in the desert where they belong. Smallest dog breed in the world is?
Teacup something.
Chihuahua.
Mm.
They can weigh as little as 1 kilogram. Well, why do they got to make it in measurements we don't understand?
And the metric system.
I don't
deal
drugs. When
he says chihuahua, he meant chihuahua.
I'm sorry.
I know.
Chihuahua. Chihuahua.
Someone's going to be like, Daniel doesn't know how to read.
He is an idiot.
Yeah.
Yes. They're tiny compared to the largest dog breed in the world, which is Great Dane. You're right. Absolutely. Who can weigh as much as 90 kilograms? Again, I don't know
what that means.
I don't know. It's a lot. It's 90 times as much as a smallest Chihuahua. A dog's nose print is as unique as a human fingerprint.
I knew that.
So do we just, stick their nose to a nose print machine or what?
I don't know. I don't think there's much need to nose print your dog.
I don't think so either. Mm-mm. Okay, last one. Dogs have dreams too. The end.
Yes.
Scientific evidence based on brainwave patterns suggests that dogs dream just like us. Only I don't dream about barking and chasing animals in my sleep. While laying on my side.
Oh.
Like our useless dog does.
She's the best dog.
You can tell when a dog is dreaming by observing their body movements and facial expressions while they sleep.
Of course.
Okay, Captain Obvious. It has been mooted? That they mostly dream about playing or spending time with their owners. Aww.
Oh, that's so sweet.
In case you were curious, yes, they can apparently also have bad dreams and nightmares.
Aww.
So,
of what?
That's the point at which you run over there and wake them up.
Yeah. Oh, I have. I've heard her like moaning. She just doesn't sound happy.
Yeah.
So go over there and be like, Ruby.
It's okay.
You're fine.
We love you. Oh, it's sad. That's what we've turned into.
What?
The dog owners that go over there and cuddle our dreaming dog.
Well, what's the point of having a dog if you're not going
to
love it?
I have no idea.
You got to be nice to it.
There is no point.
Right.
Our kids won't even take ours for a walk.
I know.
Go ahead. Hey, don't you guys want to go for a walk with
awful
the dog?
Children.
That's what happens as you get older. You're like, yeah, we should have just had dogs.
I think some people are right on the money about that.
It's fine.
All right. Well, thank you for your factoids about dogs.
People are going to be so disappointed. They were hoping for
sex.
Something sexy time.
They were. Next time.
I will.
Our next episode.
That's a lot of pressure.
Our next regularly scheduled Till Death Do Us Part.
All right.
You can do something sexy.
Something adult aerobic related.
Something funny. They love it.
All right.
Daniel, you ready for my case?
I am ready.
My afternoon delight case?
Yep. Choke me with it.
All right. Well, this is the case of Dr. Pierre Luigi and Linda Cosuta Bigazzi.
Perfect.
And his name is Pierre Luigi. I looked it up about 5 times. No one come at me.
He owns a French-Italian pizza restaurant.
No. On February 5th, 2018, University of Connecticut Health Police officers met with a City of Burlington police officer near a home at 70 Smith Lane in Burlington, Connecticut. Did you get all that?
Okay, 2 things.
What?
A, what the hell is a health police officer?
Yes.
And 3, is this where the Burlington Coat Factory is?
Burlington Coat Factory were more than great coats. You did not know I knew the jingle.
I had no idea. And
There's never been a time or a place for me to sing that except for right now.
See, I bring out the best in you, or at least clothing
related.
You
certainly do. Yes, so the University of Connecticut Health had their own police officers.
Ah, okay, so they aren't a health police officer. It's University of Connecticut Health is the title, And then they are a police officer of that facility.
Right. It wasn't a security guard. It was an actual...
No, I get it.
It was actual police officers.
I
get it.
I thought they were a health police officer. Like
they're going to check on your health?
Pound on the door. I don't know. Yeah. Like, hey, you guys aren't being healthy. I'm arresting you. I don't know. Something along those lines. Anyway. Okay.
Well, earlier that day, a colleague of 84-year-old Dr. Pierluigi Bigazzi at UConn Health contacted the authorities to do a wellness check on his coworker after realizing that he had been unable to make contact with Dr. Bigazzi via phone calls or emails since July of 2017, 7 months before.
So nothing's happened for 7 months.
He just realized that.
It's been all quiet on the Eastern Front for 7 months with him.
Yes.
Gotcha.
The officers noticed movement within the home and heard noises coming from inside, but no one came to the door after the officers had repeatedly announced their presence and knocked on the front door. Without a warrant or probable cause, the officers had to leave. But a few hours later, the Burlington Police Department received a call from the lawyer of Dr. Bigazzi's wife, 70-year-old Linda Casuta Bigazzi. The attorney had received a call from Linda that day asking him to meet her at her house. Linda and her attorney had a conversation which led to Linda agreeing to allow the police to search the home for her husband. Once inside, an officer noticed some quote-unquote insect activity and followed it down into the home's basement. He immediately noticed a tarp lying on top of an object. The officer lifted a corner of the tarp and saw what he presumed were the wrapped remains of a badly decomposing human body.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yes.
Dr. Pierre has a wife.
Linda.
Linda. And no one's heard or seen Dr. Pierre for 7 months, right?
Yes. Yes.
Is he estranged from his wife? Do they not live in the same building?
No, house? They live in the same house.
How is it then that...
Okay, his co-workers hadn't heard anything for 7 months.
Okay. But then the wife said, hey, go ahead and look through the house that I'm in.
Well...
And then there's obviously insects, which I'm assuming means flies.
She had talked to her attorney and he said, you need to let them look in the house.
Okay.
Is what I'm...
All right, so they walk in and there is insect activity, but she's in the house?
But she's in the house.
Okay, got it. At first it sounded like she wasn't there and hasn't been there.
No, she was in the house.
Gotcha, okay.
Well, that's awful. With her attorney, and then the police were able to search the house and then found a decomposing body.
How do you explain insect activity? I guess we're about to hear.
We're about to hear.
Fair enough. I'll shut up, Daniel!
Dr. Pierluigi Bigazzi had been found, obviously dead. As the body was being prepared for transit to the local medical examiner's office, Linda had been taken by ambulance to the hospital. She had told her lawyer that she was planning to harm herself.
Okay.
The large house was then searched, and bloodstains were found in the kitchen, on the floor, on the ceiling, and up the kitchen cabinets. It did appear that there had been attempts to clean up the scene, but not very well. Now, Linda had 7 months to clean up this crime scene.
Yeah.
So she wasn't very good at housekeeping.
And after 7 months, all that was accomplished was a tarp over his body, a tarp wrapped up around
him. Yeah, and attempts to clean up the blood. But they could still see with their naked eye the blood. On the ceiling, on the floor, and on the cabinets that she's living in, cooking in.
I'm not the most efficient person in the world, but I think I could pull something off in 7 months.
I think so, too. A little Clorox bleach cleaner.
I don't know. Burn the house down?
Yeah,
I mean,
or that, too.
Lots of options there.
Found inside a locked filing cabinet was a journal belonging to Linda. Inside the journal was her name, her initials, and it was dated 2017. Linda had written that her husband would just come at people, describing certain situations that he had been in where he was very aggressive. Linda went on to write that she had asked Pierluigi to pound in the nails on the home's deck that had begun to come up.
Seems like something you would ask me to do. Like, hey, I went out there and I noticed some...
nails protruding.
Declining state of our deck. I need you to pound nails. Nope, I don't think you would tell me that.
Pound nails.
I probably have already done it.
Probably, but Pierluigi was 84 years old.
Oh.
He is a,
did
he
you
is
already tell me?
I did. It's okay.
Listen. Okay, so they're old.
Yeah,
holy
she's
crap.
70 and
okay,
he's...
well, that changes everything. I'm picturing a young, spry couple
no,
like us.
He was not a young buck.
All right, 84.
Mm-hmm.
You okay, need so she... to get out there with a hammer.
No, she's only 70. He's
84. Oh, she's young. Gotcha. All right. He got himself a young, hot chick.
Okay, so Linda is asking him to please go out there with a hammer and pound in some nails.
Why can't she pound nails?
Maybe he hasn't done anything.
Why does
all day?
It always have to be us to do manual labor?
All right. Well, Linda wrote in her journal that her husband got angry and came at her with the hammer, telling Linda that according to Roman law, he could kill me. I don't know about the Roman law.
Oh, wow. Okay. According to Roman law, he could kill her.
Yeah, so these 84-year-old guys running at her with a hammer saying, according to Roman law, I can kill you.
And then what? And get away with it or just kill her? Because anyone kill could her. Kill anyone, regardless of the laws. It's whether or not you're allowed to do that.
Which you are not allowed to do.
Okay, so he's
stating
a little...
stating the obvious.
He's a little losing it, is what I'm guessing, right? Maybe some Alzheimer's, maybe.
Oh, I don't know.
He's 84.
Your mom is in her early 80s.
She's 80.
Okay, she's 80, and she's spryer than me.
Like, okay, but she's got not it the all one. Together. But she's not the one screaming about Roman law.
I know, but I'm just saying, not every 84-year-old is going through issues.
All right.
A struggle ensued, and Pierluigi began punching Linda in the head over and over again.
Oh goodness!
Almost knocking her unconscious. He then started to choke her with his bare hands. Somehow, Linda was able to gain control over the hammer, and she told him to stop and to leave her alone, but he refused. So she started swinging the hammer wildly in the direction of Pierluigi, hitting him. Once he was down on the floor, he fell silent and then stopped breathing. And now I assume that Linda dragged Pierluigi's body down into the basement, wrapped his body in trash bags and duct tape, and then covered him up with a tarp and let the bugs take care of the rest of him. She didn't write that in her journal, but I'm assuming that's what she did.
Why do people bring bodies down into basements? It's twice as hard to get them out, because then you got to drag them up out of the basement.
I don't think she was planning on bringing him out on her own.
Gotcha.
I think he was going to just get eaten away.
And I just push him off of the deck. Oh, they hadn't gotten that far.
Well, yeah. And the plastic would have gotten snagged on the nails because he didn't get to hammer
right.
in the nails.
So ultimately, she didn't even get him to do that.
No. I bet those nails were still popping.
They're probably
popping
still
up.
Not pounded in.
Yeah. All right, Linda. You should have just done it yourself, girl.
I wonder what kind of hammer it was. Was it a claw hammer?
It was a claw hammer.
Dead blow, sledge.
No, it was a claw hammer.
Claw hammer.
All right. From her written confession within the journal, this was not malice, but self-defense. That's what it sounds like, right?
Yeah. I mean, he kind of went
crazy. He's coming
at
her. He's hitting her. He's choking her. She gets the hammer. She defends herself.
Bonks him over the head.
Because she told him to stop, and he says no.
All right. Well.
Dr. Bagazzi's autopsy determined that he died from multiple blunt force trauma to his head, and his death was ruled a homicide. And according to the body's decomposition, it is believed that he had been dead since July, sometime after Dr. Bagazzi's last email was sent to a colleague on July 7th, 2017. At least he got to experience the 4th of July.
True.
Linda was arrested soon after and was eventually let out on house arrest after posting a $1.5 or $1.6 million bond. I had read both numbers in different articles. So she posted over $1 million bond.
Good for her.
I think they were doing pretty well. This past Monday, March 11th, 2024, 76-year-old Linda accepted a plea deal in State Superior Court in Hartford. She pled guilty to first-degree manslaughter and first-degree larceny, but she did plea under the Alford Doctrine, meaning that Linda did not admit guilt, but acknowledged that the evidence against her was sufficient for a conviction in a trial.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. I know we've talked about that before, but it's been a while.
Yeah. It just means I'm not saying that I did it. I'm not saying that I'm guilty, but I am saying, yes, there is enough evidence to convict me in front of a jury. So I'm going to take the lesser charge. The first degree larceny charge was for continuing to receive pay after his death. Pierre Luigi was a professor of laboratory science and pathology at UConn Health, and he was bringing in roughly $200,000 a year. And he was a work-from-home professor. Even in 2017, he was working from home. He was not required to report to the office on a regular basis.
Gotcha. That's probably why they didn't notice him at first.
Right. And I did read an article. It was more of like an opinion article about this case on why he was being paid so much money to work at home, but nobody was checking in on him. They were talking about how the University of Connecticut Health, how they had a lot of money going out that they didn't realize was going out. There was a lot of wasted funds.
Oh, I'm sure a couple hundred grand a year for a professor is not that big of a deal.
No, but it added on top of a lot of other things that were being overlooked.
Gotcha.
Because people were asking, well, why wasn't he checked on sooner? And it was because they just didn't think about it.
Huh. So obviously he didn't have a ton of work to turn in because otherwise someone would have said, hey, where's that report or where's that? I don't know what he'd be doing.
Oh. Well, this is interesting.
Oh, good. Okay.
Now, even without any contact for 7 months, Linda was still receiving the biweekly deposits of $7,500. So every 2 weeks.
Gotcha.
Which was $15,000 a month from UConn Health in their joint account. So that's over $100,000 that she had gotten in that 7 month time period that he was dead in the basement. Dr. Bagazzi's absence was not noticed until the end of January of 2018 when he failed to show up on campus for a scheduled presentation.
So he didn't have stuff to turn in?
No.
Or and virtual calls or conference calls or things like that?
No, where he would do emails and phone calls and things like that and occasionally come on campus for things that had already been scheduled.
Yeah.
So he didn't show up.
He's 84.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. He's 84. I'm surprised he wasn't retired.
It's kind of like technically he is retired, but it still gives him something to do.
For $200,000 a year.
Well, yeah, but professors can make really good money.
Yeah, they can.
Especially depending on the university and what they're teaching and who they know. And don't get me started.
But, I know. Okay, so he didn't show up. So they started to get a little suspicious.
So here's my quick question.
What?
I wonder if she was sort of kind of impersonating him, like if they sent him an email and she went in and responded.
Okay, but there was no contact. Nothing.
All right. No correspondence whatsoever.
No correspondence, but that is an interesting question. So just hold on to that.
I'm holding.
It was then that it was noticed that none of his colleagues had heard from Pierre Luigi in months. No phone calls, no messages, and zero emails. Just silence. They finally started going through their records and were like, hey, there hasn't been anything in a while. Now, Linda is still free as of right now on her $1.5 or $1.6 million bond, but is due back in court on June 28th for her sentencing trial.
Okay.
According to the plea, it calls for Linda to serve a 13-year prison sentence and 3 years of probation with an added 7 additional years behind bars if she violates the release conditions.
I wonder how much of the 13 she'll actually serve locked up.
I don't think very much. I don't even think half.
Because of her age?
Because of her age.
They'll let her out?
Because she's 76 right now. She's really not a threat to anybody but her husband.
So she's saying he snapped, and then she kind of went overboard, snapped back.
And it wasn't premeditated, well, is what she's saying. There's no malice aforethought. There's no premeditation. There's no, it just happened. She was defending herself.
I wonder if she is barred from entering any hardware stores that have hammers.
Probably. That's probably part of her plea, I would think.
You know, like people, they release, but they're not allowed to have a firearm, things like that.
Well, I have a couple interesting facts.
Okay.
According to interviews with Linda and Pierre Luigi's neighbors, she was not very liked on their street and was extremely confrontational.
Oh.
Police had been called twice on Linda for showing anger and aggression at the neighborhood children.
Oh, that's lovely to have.
Yeah, I'm sure she just stood on her front porch and yelled at these poor kids. Get off my lawn!
Oh my God, I would be horrible. I would pay the kids to go bugger.
I know, right?
Like, hey kids, go ride. It'll drive her nuts. It'll be hilarious. No, I wouldn't do that. Maybe.
No. I wouldn't want to have to deal with her. Your children. Well, Pierre Luigi's ex-wife was still receiving alimony checks during the months before his body was found. Police requested copies of those checks because his signature was obviously forged. Linda was still sending the ex-wife her alimony checks. And I think it was to not raise suspicion on Pierre Luigi's whereabouts. In the basement. Because if that ex-wife had not been receiving her checks.
An ex-wife can receive alimony checks from an 84-year-old man?
Yes. And she still goes by his last name.
I thought those cut off after a while. No?
No.
They're forever?
No, not until the other... Usually it's not until the other person gets married. If the ex-wife ever got married, then those alimony checks would stop.
Goodness. This is not a show promoting marriage, by the way, in case you haven't noticed. This is definitely an anti-marriage show here, folks.
Anti-marriage.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's the end of my case. And my information came from lots and lots of articles. And actually, one of the articles had a lot of information from the unsealed arrest warrant and court documents for Linda's case, even though I was personally unable to get the documents.
Huh.
I couldn't even pay for them, so that's too bad.
Huh.
But I like finding articles that are like quoting the court documents and the arrest warrant. Daniel, what did you think of my case?
I wonder how old the ex-wife was receiving alimony.
I don't know. Maybe as old as him.
Because he has a new, young, hot wife who's 70, right? And he's 84.
Yeah, she looked mean.
But she's angry.
Linda looks mean.
And grumpy.
And I could not for the life of me find a picture of Pierre Luigi.
Oh.
I dug. I went through Instagram. I went through Facebook. I went through all the channels and I cannot find a picture of him. If one of you out there that's listening to this and you're way smarter than me and can find a picture of him, I would be so grateful and send it to me on Facebook. I mean, not Facebook. We're not on Facebook. Send it to me on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Instaface.
I need a picture of him. I even looked at UConn Health at their website trying to find a picture of him within the doctors and
nothing.
Nothing.
Huh.
So that would be greatly appreciated. I want to see what this guy looks like.
I wonder if they have like a police sketch penciled.
No.
Nothing.
Because he's not missing.
Was there a picture of her?
There is a picture of her.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to see her picture?
Kind of. Okay. Yeah, I want to see what we're working with here. What does a young, hot 70-year-old look like? That
she looks so mean.
Claw hammers her.
She looks mean.
84-year-old husband.
Thought I'd screenshot.
Okay, so here's my question then. Do you think he really attacked her? Do you think he was so tired of her nastiness, he was just like, I don't care anymore. Just came at her with a hammer.
I don't know. That's a great question.
Like, if you tell me one more thing to do, I'm going to beat you with a hammer.
Okay, but here's the thing is that they obviously were making decent money.
Could have had a handyman.
He could have had a handyman. Absolutely. So why would he be the one to go out there and start pounding nails at 84?
I want to be a handyman because I'm pretty handy.
There she is.
Oh, she looks angry.
I told you.
She has the angry face.
She does.
Yeah, she totally could have done it. I can tell because of the way that she is. I don't know. No, but yeah, she looks like that lady who'd stand there and just scream at the kids.
I hate children.
Get off my lawn. And I couldn't find anything about their marriage, if they had kids together, how long they were married. This is a very kind of limited case. But I thought it was interesting, especially given their ages.
Well, that motivates me to start my business, I think. My handyman business.
Or crime scene cleanup.
No.
They make tons of money.
No, I want to specialize in hammering nails that have come up.
All right.
You got nails in your deck that have come up? I'm your hammer man.
You could be called hammer man.
Nope.
Or hammer time.
Yes, hammer time.
Or DM hammer. Instead of MC hammer, DM hammer.
Sure. D's hammers.
All right. I think we're done.
God.
Be careful.
For marriage will kill you. No. For marriage is a life sentence.
And divorce is always a better option.
Amen, sister.
And then you get alimony forever.
Not that I'm my sister, but that'd be weird.
Bye.
Bye.